Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On the phone with us now, Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland. I know the game wasn't over till about 12:30 our time. You guys are an hour behind, but thank you for getting up early this morning. How are you, Coach?
I'm hanging in there, man.
Good.
I
know. If you want to cut this thing short, you just tell us you're ready to go, because I know you're ready to get back and get some rest and get prepared for your next leg of the trip. But as always, thanks for getting up on Thursday mornings, every Thursday, to talk with us. But as far as last night goes, Georgia, are you guys, you clawed back from a 7-2 deficit. You almost closed that thing out in the ninth. Just could not get the one pitch or the one hit when you needed. But there are some positives to take away. What was your just outlook after the game last night?
Well, you said it. I mean, we're down 7-2 and really not playing very well. And then we fight back. We tie it at 7 and got some big hits. And, you know, Zach Kristak comes in and is throwing the ball as good as you can throw it. And we got two outs. We got two strikes. We're up a run. The wind is blowing in 10 mph. The guy at the plate's hitting 240. The game's over.
Right.
It's over. Zach Kristak is ready to strike this guy out. And you know, this guy has the at-bat of his life. You know, he fouls off three pitches with 3-2 count. And then he absolutely crushes one into the wind that I didn't think there's any way that anyone's getting the ball out of the park. And he did. So, you know, credit to him. He had a great swing, a great at-bat, ties the game up. And that's exactly what we didn't want to do on a Wednesday night, kind of late on the road to go into extra innings. But it happened. And you know, I give Zach credit. You know, after that, he strikes the next guy out and pitches really well. But we couldn't throw him out there very much longer. We didn't want to burn him for the entire weekend. So, tough night. But you just got to turn the page and now get ready for Auburn.
Absolutely. A couple more highlights from last night. Just want to point out, John Cable, a career-high four-hit game. He seems to really be seeing the ball very, very nicely right now. Another multi-hit game for him. What kind of things are you seeing from him throughout the season just as being a big contributor at the DH spot?
Well, I think it's slowed down for him. You know, he missed all last year. So when you sit out in baseball, your eyes slow down a little bit. And you just don't see the velocity as well when you're just not seeing pitches on a regular basis. So when the season started, he was pressing, trying to do a little bit too much. But you've just really seen him kind of settle in and get a lot more comfortable. And, yeah, he was pretty locked in last night. He barreled some balls up. And, you know, we talked about the wind blowing, and he hit a ball as hard as you can hit it. Ends up two-hopping the wall. That, you know, off the bat, I thought for sure it was a home run. So just really swung the bat well, got a clutch hit in the ninth to give us the lead, and just unfortunately couldn't hold on to it.
Now, Coach, I do want to ask you this. A lot of folks anticipating it. You've kind of hinted perhaps in some media availabilities throughout the week that you're hopeful to get some of those starting guys in the rotation back this weekend. Is there anything you can tell us about your plans for Auburn concerning Emerson Hancock and C.J. Smith, who have both missed starts recently?
Yeah, Emerson's going to be back in the rotation. He's going to throw on Saturday. He threw a simulated game last Friday before Florida showed up. Well, we're watching him throw 97, 98 miles an hour to our hitters on Friday before Florida even showed up to the park. And it was one of those things, why the heck is he getting our hitters out when he could be doing this to Florida? But we just wanted to be cautious and make sure that he was okay. Because when you get in that game setting, you're gonna pick up the intensity a little bit. And we just wanted to make sure that he was healthy.
Right.
And he is. So he's been throwing the whole time. But he just had a little bit of soreness in that lat muscle, and we wanted that to calm down. So he will be in the rotation. Tony's going to start on Friday. Emerson's going to start on Saturday. CJ's got a back issue. We are hoping to have him back for the SEC tournament. We just need it to settle down. It's nothing serious, but it's one of those things. We've all had that lower back, and it shoots down through your leg, and he's just having a little bit of pinching back there. So we're hoping that settles down. And we're going to have him back for the postseason.
No, certainly some fantastic news. Appreciate you sharing that with us this morning. Also of note last night, Aaron Shunk came in to pinch hit, got an RBI double in the process in the fifth inning, stayed in the game and also pitched last night. Is that a promising sign of where he stands right now?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, he's back ready to go. He probably could have played last Sunday, but it was just one of those deals that, you know, a couple more days is going to get him to 100%. So he was really close to 100% last night. The plan was to get him a couple of at-bats and to play a few innings. And then, of course, we go into extra innings. And then, of course, we need to pitch him. So that wasn't really what we had on the script for last night. But he was fine. You know, I walked out to the bus with him last night. He was obviously down. He didn't, you know, enjoy the last inning pitching out there. But, you know, he felt good. The heels responded well. So he's, you know, as long as he doesn't wake up today real sore, he's good to go and should start tomorrow night.
Fantastic. I know you're getting ready for the another SEC weekend at Auburn, but this is the first time we've had you on the show since last weekend. Now, Georgia fans are very happy to beat Florida in any sport, no matter what it is, where it's played. But for the first time since 1983, you gave Georgia fans a chance to enjoy a sweep at the Gators' expense in Foley Field. Just what were your takeaways from that weekend? I know weather kind of shuffled things around, but for another weekend, Georgia fans have been treated to some very good, entertaining baseball. What were your takeaways from that series?
Well, I was really proud of our guys. Just being, you know, we don't have Emerson Hancock. You don't have C.J. Smith. You don't have Aaron Shunk. Tucker Maxwell goes out in the first or second inning of Game 2, so we virtually don't have Tucker Maxwell for Games 2 and 3. So we were down five or six guys when you put in Tucker Bradley and Will Proctor. I mean, you've got six starters that are out. So we're basically playing guys that, you know, at the beginning of the season were going to be relegated to utility roles and pinch hitting roles. And they're in there starting against Florida, and we sweep them. And so I just thought our kids showed a lot of heart. They played really hard. We pitched it really well. Tim Elliott gave us a great start in Game 2. On Sunday of the series, and then Cole Wilcox was as good as, you know, he's been in a Georgia uniform, and really what we had all kind of anticipated. We're going to see this at some point, and you know, we kind of slow cooked him, brought him along slow, pitching him here and there, a few starts early in the season, but man, he was really, really good. His last fastball was still 97 miles an hour, and just pitched as well as you could pitch. So you're really proud of the way that our guys responded to the injuries and played last weekend.
You actually jarred my memory. I'm sorry about that. I meant to ask you about Tucker Maxwell, not in the lineup yesterday. What is his status after, I guess he tweaked a hamstring against Florida? Is that what happened?
Yeah, strained hamstring, and he was available last night.
Okay.
And I didn't want to use him just to give him a couple extra days. But as you know, the game gets into the 11th inning, I looked at him, I was like, hey, man, you might have to go in there. So he started moving around and stretching. I anticipate him playing tomorrow night.
Talking with Georgia baseball coach Scott Strickland.
Coach, you mentioned Wilcox's performance against the Gators, and just with, you know, really important baseball coming up with not much time in between, pitching's definitely something that you got to work on. It is very important with how many important games he had in such a short span of time. What does it mean being able to get him those important innings against Florida, him pitching a phenomenal game, and also going on the road against Mississippi State and getting some? I know it didn't end the way we wanted to, but getting some important innings there as well in a tough environment.
Well, it's good to get him out there and just get that adrenaline going. I thought Mississippi State was you know, a real good step in the right direction. He had a lot of swings and misses. Early in the season, he wasn't getting those swings and misses. He was getting up in the zone, maybe a little bit behind in the count, and the slider wasn't as sharp. But the slider's really sharpened up. He's able to throw a changeup as well. Plus, he's throwing 98 miles an hour. So he's really, really tough to hit, and he's just slowed the game down. We use that term a lot. You know, he's just not panicking. He's slowing the game down, and he's got a lot of confidence right now. So no question, having him you know, throw like that is very encouraging. And he's going to pitch this weekend. We have not announced our Sunday starter yet. It's going to be between him and Tim Elliott. And then, you know, we've got a short week. We play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So most likely, whoever doesn't start on Sunday between Tim and Cole will then start on Thursday against Alabama. So we can keep Tony and Emerson on Friday and Saturday. We don't have to move those guys and move them up, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of. So it's nice to have Tim and Cole, and we can kind of flex those guys and one pitch one game and one pitch the other.
Coach, real quick, just want to ask one more question about that Florida series. When the weather became a factor on Saturday, you moved that thing over to a doubleheader on on Sunday. I imagine as a coach, seven-inning games are far from ideal, but I imagine it certainly eases the inconvenience when you wind up winning both of those things. How does a team prepare just from a mindset of going into a seven-inning game as opposed to nine? Because that kind of throws a lot of things off, doesn't it?
Yeah, no question. Your sense of urgency goes up early in the game. I mean, you look up, it's the third inning, and it's really the sixth inning. You know, we got to get going here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got to get a bunt down early. You got to get a runner over early. So your strategy changes just a little bit when you're only playing seven innings. And it goes by quick. And, you know, folks that came out to see it on Sunday, they got to see some really entertaining, quick baseball. Mm-hmm. A lot of strikes thrown, a lot of good defense, and just efficient. And it was fun to watch. We played a doubleheader with a break, a 45-minute break in between in under 4.5 hours. So we got it done and played really well. And like you said, when you win, you're like, heck yeah, that was the right thing to do. If we would have lost that thing, gosh, we should have played on Saturday. So it, when it works your favor, it's always the right move.
Absolutely. Auburn is another test this weekend, especially on the road. They sit at 29-19. They still have a lot to play for themselves. What can you guys expect going into that weekend on the Plains?
Well, they've been banged up on the mound as well. They've already lost one of their starters for the season. And you know, the two guys that are starting on Friday and Saturday, Jack Owen and Tanner Burns, have missed time this season. Tanner Burns missed last weekend with a little bit of a shoulder issue, but he's back in the rotation. He's as good as there is in college baseball. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, you talked about being SEC Pitcher of the Year preseason and preseason All-American. So he's going to pitch on Saturday. So it's Tanner Burns versus Emerson Hancock, and that's going to be worth the price of admission. And then on Friday night, Jack Owen's going to go against Tony Losi, and Jack is a crafty lefty. Think about C.J. Smith. That is very similar to what Jack Owen is, and he has pitched really well. His ERA is under one, and just throws a ton of strikes and just has that moxie about him. He just knows how to get people out. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Good deal. Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'll let you go a little bit early. I know you were up late last night. You got a lot of planning and a little traveling to get down to Auburn to get things squared away. So, Coach, appreciate your time, and best of luck this weekend. We'll get you on next week right here on Thursday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Coach Scott Strickland, head coach of the Georgia baseball team.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.